There's no need to stand. I can tell you can barely get yourself up on your feet. Quiet type, huh? I understand that. We haven't been the best in treating you as our guest. Oh yes, you are our guest. If you were our prisoner, you would have been dead in the span of 3 days. We would have toyed with you a bit more. We would have done unseemly things that I don't think I'd like to describe right now. So, my sisters, they have plans for you. Of course. That's the reason why I'm here. While they're busy on their war table, planning, choosing, strategizing, all of that boring stuff, I'm here to deal with you. See, you've got special capabilities. Powerful capabilities that would be very, very useful to us. That same power that you describe as a curse could also be a blessing, you know. If we were just an ordinary human, we would have murdered you on the spot. But you've got a gift. And I expect that you celebrate that gift well. If I had special talents like yours, I would do my best to be of service of someone. Someone good. Someone who could keep the balance. Someone who could make sure that there is proper control of things in this world. I mean, you said it yourself before. You don't like humans. It's the reason why you betrayed them in the first place, right? Because they tortured you, hurt you, did everything they could to break you. Why are you hesitating now? Is it because you're scared of our power? You're scared of what we can do to you. You have special powers too. And I would say you can turn against us as well. But you wouldn't do that, would you? Now if you could, you would have already fought back. But that's not the case, is it? I'd offer you wine, but I don't think your stomach can handle that right now. I sometimes like it with ice. Hot blood is fine, but ice cold is not so bad too. Perfect for a situation like this. I've heard many stories about you, of what you did for your previous master. Wouldn't you call him a master if that was the case? A friend? Trust me. He never finds humans friends. He'll use you. Manipulate you emotionally, make you feel like you are some part of a worthy cause. And just like that, he'll betray you. Oh, wait. That's exactly what he did. And now you're hesitating to support us, the very same people who opposed him in the first place. We may share the same hatred of humans, but he was never smart about it. He never capitalized on our power. He never did what he could to bring order and control of this world. No, he was too busy being... How do I say this? Emotionally constipated by the loss of his wife. Such a disappointment. I do hate seeing potential being spoiled. That's another reason why I'm here. My sister has told me exactly what you could do. Such wonderful things that you can do for us. She mistreated you. I will admit that. But I? Well, I'm here by her side now. And I can assure you, I'll make sure she doesn't. She could act like she's the boss of me. But there is a reason why she put me down here with you in the first place. It's because she's never really good at communicating. She's never good at showing people the bigger picture, the bigger idea, the things that we could achieve, the things we can do if we only work together. She's a war freak. I can understand her hatred. Her anger, her need to direct her passions somewhere that is not very productive without a calm mind. So, let's get straight to the point, shall we? What do you want? Surprised? Oh, well, you shouldn't be. I did say you were a guest of ours. And to not give you a gift, that would just be bad manners, now wouldn't it? You could have anything you want, really. Except for your freedom, of course. That's a different discussion to be had. You make a fair point. If you really are our guest, then why can't you be free? Well, let's just say that's because I know what's best for you. And I know that what's best for you is that you stay here, nice and safe and warm, away from the public's eye. Do you really think you're going to be safe out there when everyone knows what you've done to humanity? The chaos that you've unleashed. There's no reason for you to go back. You're safe right here, in the home of my sisters and I. This is the best place for you to be right now. I could grant you your freedom. You're right about that. But if you really were not a prisoner, I just set you free, and you know what? I can unlock this cell for you right now. But now that you know that everyone's looking for you, now that you know that everyone will come for your throat the minute they see your face, in your weakened state like that, do you really think it's a smart idea to head out right now? You don't want to fall the same way your master fell. I'm sorry, the same way your friend fell. Blinded by that emotional state of yours. See the facts. This is the reality you've created. But this is a reality you can also fix. You can change this. You can restore order, bring balance. By helping putting us on top again. So, one more time, my talented little friend. What is it that you want? I could give you an estate. I can give you money. I can give you slaves. I can give you an army to protect you. I can do all of this for you, so long as you agree to help us. How else will you put all of those lovely talents of yours to good use, Think about it. Will you? Think about it nice and hard. And then I'll come back again. Tomorrow, in a few days, maybe even in a few hours. Because I actually like spending time with you. You're quite entertaining. More entertaining than our previous guests. So like I said, take some time. Think about it. Think about everything that's happened. And everything that could happen, should you make the right decision. And to prove to you that this is all in good faith, I'm going to leave the cell unlocked. You have the option to leave right now if you wanted. But I'm sure a smart and talented man like you will know exactly what to do. You sure you don't want any wine? Stubborn. I like that. But I also know that you'll change your mind soon. I'll see you later. Good boy.